Welcome to this podcast version of North America's longest-running soccer radio talk show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Heard exclusively here on SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Italian American Sport Club and the home of Rochester soccer. Tonight, it's the Rochester Lancers kickoff dinner. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Siriani. And Joe, as always, a big crowd here in support of the Lancers and support of soccer.
It is unbelievable because it's all about soccer tonight, and we are so pleased to have the Lancers here tonight. And I speak on behalf of the club because I happen to be board members over here and a member of the club. So we are very honored to have the Lancers here tonight.
And starting off with the man in charge, Mr. Doug Miller, who's probably been to more of these dinners than anybody in Rochester outside of Joe Siriani.
Yeah, I think it dates back to like 1996, so going on 18 years, and yeah, it's been a wonderful journey.
And well, congratulations, Doug, on the first win as a coach and first time the Lancers have won a season opener. But it was certainly a tough game, and you expected that from any home team. They always give you the visitors a run for their money.
Yeah, I think we had 5 days to prepare for our home, the first game, and guys came in, did the job for half the game, and then we had a bit of undisciplined play, which put us back in an 8-8 game. And then into overtime. I think the first half we played a pretty solid game. It should have been 6-2, ended up at 6-3, and then kind of some calls that could have gone either way, and some plays that we could have handled a bit different.
Doug, just I got to ask you this question: as a player, you always had someone else. So how old are you? Because the play that you were doing, I don't think too many people holler at you because you've been a prolific goal scorer. So, but now you're in the hot seat and you holler. Do you holler at players?
Do I yell at players? Yeah. I try to speak life into players. I want to make sure the team is disciplined, we're organized, and if we do those things, we're going to be really successful. I'm very driven, and I believe that this team can win a championship.
Let me follow up with this question to you. The transition from a player to coach has got to be somewhat difficult, although you've been involved in coaching at the youth level, but now you're coaching guys that are pretty well in age, and is it more difficult to coach the guys that you're dealing with now, or your experience as a coach of a young team?
You'd be surprised that a lot of the things that we teach the young kids, we're still teaching professionals, shaping your hips, making your runs, and it's more a mental part of it. But the transition for me was easy because I've been doing it for so long. I was doing it the last 3 years as a player coach for the Lancers, and it's just a different role because now I can't count on myself. I've got to count on other players to do the job that's at hand.
Are you going to play this year?
That's straight and to the point, huh?
Joe always is straight to the point.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what the cards, are dealt.
Well, I know there are some players that are still not with the Lancers. I was talking to Mr. Giuliano before, and Marco Terminese, I guess, has got a baby on the way. So he's a little bit more important than playing soccer, I think.
Absolutely. So we have, we have guys that, still some cards up our sleeves that, the fans will be pleased about. In due time, we'll start to show our cards. But, right now, the guys that we have here, trying to teach the local guys how to play the game, at a high level, to build that, camaraderie. And hopefully we can continue to do it November 22nd.
How's the transition for some of the outdoor guys who have never played indoor soccer? How's that coming along?
You know, it's a tough transition for some. Others make it a little bit easier. But for the most part, they're all doing well.
That's great to hear. I know that the fans are looking forward to the home opener. I know you've seen some tape on Ontario. They've played a few games already. What do you expect to we'll see from them on the 22nd?
Well, for me, it's not a question of what they're going to do. It's a question of are we going to be disciplined and stick to our game plan? I don't worry about other teams and what they have. If we follow through with our game plan and we're disciplined and organized, you know, we'll come on top of that game.
Certainly, Doug, it's a challenge, you know, for you as a new coach, a new owner, and and in a short period of time, you did, the impossible. I look over here tonight and I see the people that are here, and it's, you know, you got 200 plus people coming over here to support the Lancers, and I'm so overwhelmed and so hopeful. And so I hope that the Lord will bless you with all that it is to be blessed with. Right, so that you're going to be a successful coach and a successful team, and that we win the championship.
Thank you very much. I truly believe that God has a plan, and now his plan is to win an MASL championship.
Doug, thanks so much. I know you're hungry. You've been through this many times. You know how good the food is here, so we'll let you get to that. And we'll be talking to the players a little bit later, and we appreciate you guys being here tonight and looking forward to a nice meal and a nice get-together.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
Doug Miller, the head coach of the Rochester Lancers, and Joe, we're going to get some players on there in a little while after, I think probably after we eat, because all the players are sitting down with at their tables. But again, you know, the Italian American Sport Club, you can't say enough about the professionalism and the great job they do every year with this dinner.
Certainly, Andrew, it's the food is great. The people that are cooking the food, they have a great passion for providing the best food available. And I'm very proud to be a member of this organization and to have all these people here tonight.
And every other Thursday they have a lunch here. It's very reasonably priced, and you get more food than you could possibly imagine.
You will
lunch.
Never go home hungry.
And maybe a little bit of espresso afterwards.
Vino and espresso included. So,
well, we will have more from the Italian American Sport Club in just a few moments here on Soccer is the Kick of the Grass podcast.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pele, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all their fans for supporting them during the 2014 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 19 years. Season ticket packages for the Rochester Rhinos 20th anniversary season in 2015 are now on sale. All full season ticket packages include one ticket to all 14 regular season home games and one ticket to the Rochester Rhinos Legends soccer game at Salem Stadium. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer this coming spring.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jilai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The undefeated Rochester Lancers open the 2014 Major Arena Soccer League home campaign at the Blue Cross Arena next Saturday, November 22nd, 7 p.m. against the Ontario California Fury. The match is close to being sold out, so don't miss out. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Back here at the Italian American Sport Club after a delicious meal, and everyone I'm sure is stuffed to the rafters, including the gentleman we're going to talk to, and Mr. Sirianni here is...
I've been eating a lot and drinking a lot, so you never know what's going on now. And, so just shoot.
And we have one of our new members of the Rochester Lancers, first time here at the Italian American Sport Club, and Jamie Capinos, defender for the Rochester Lancers, joins us. And you and your brother went back home to Detroit, or back to Detroit on the weekend, and had to be interesting playing against your former club, huh? Whoops.
It was very interesting. We were expecting a good homecoming, and it was a good crowd. They gave us a nice announcement, you know, saying that we were, you know, still, you know, thought about as some of their players. You know, they take everything to heart. It's like a family out there. So it was good to be back. I'm happy it was only one trip, though. I don't want to make that a trip again, and I'm glad we got the win for the Lancers.
Hey, Jimmy, just, you know, following up on what you said, playing against your brother and your old club, it was difficult because they know how you play. They know everything that you do. I mean, did they ganged up on you, to use that term?
They knew, you know, how I defended, how I would attack, but... You know, soccer, soccer. Not everything works, you know, the way you think that it's going to work. And luckily, Joey had a phenomenal game. And hopefully we can keep the momentum going. And hopefully no one can really see what our team is going to bring next game and keep the momentum going.
All right, ladies and
gentlemen, before I break... defending in an indoor game is much more complex than defending in an outdoor game. Tell us the strategy that is used.
The main differences are obviously, you know, positioning on a smaller field like indoor. We usually would keep, you know, the defenders in a certain area so that we would all work as a unit. It's not, you know, we don't want to get one-on-one. We would rather, you know, stay all five of us behind the ball. We'd work as a cohesive unit. That's going to be the best way that we do that.
Now, did Coach Doug Miller ask for you and your brother's advice about some of the players that you saw, especially the big guy Sampson? He's well-named, huge guy, but Edgar did a great, great job on him.
Yeah, thank you. Sampson is one of the best players, you know, physically that you'll be playing, that we will be playing in the whole league, I think. He's 240 pounds of pure muscle. It's not easy to defend, and he's technically gifted as well, so that's also hard to, you know, maneuver around.
Thanking the chefs here at the Italian American Sport Club.
I believe the food was good, but now they're getting all the accolades.
That's okay. They deserve the accolades. They have to put on, as they tape this, they're doing a lunch tomorrow. So it's not only that they're doing this dinner, but also the lunch the next day, which is crazy. I think we got another person coming over here. Would that be your bro?
That was my brother. He just wanted to
Let's bring him over.
Try to get me in the mix.
the man who looked like he had like 8 arms and 20 legs here at, in the match against Detroit, Joey Capinos, Jamie's brother.
It's amazing how much you look alike. Oh. Got the same beard, you got the same look.
Yeah, we had to go all out. We had to be the Wonder Twins. So Sam said, be twins, and we said, how far do you want to go? And the hair, the beard.
Are you really twins?
Yes, identical twins.
Who's the oldest?
I am. Jamie is by 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, sure, he reminds you, Joey, of that every moment.
All day, every day.
So we were talking to Jamie about playing against your old club, especially you as a goalkeeper. It's almost like they know what you're going to do, but you know what they're going to do. So it's almost like a mental game that you had to play with them.
It was definitely interesting. It was definitely tough. I mean, we kind of knew their players, whether they shoot righty or lefty, or who their main guy was that they would go to. So I feel like we kind of had an upper hand in that instance. And I mean, I just had to be on my game, and I'm happy I did what I did, and we pulled out the win.
What would you want to be a goalie?
Why did I want to be a goalie?
That's a crazy position.
The most rewarding, but also the most. It's the most rewarding, but also
if you win, you're a hero.
Exactly.
If you lose, you're the goat.
Exactly.
I always thought in development that I always had in soccer is where it was that the goalie and left wings got to be a little bit crazy because to play those positions. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
stupid or hard.
It's 50% talent and 50% craziness.
Exactly.
Yeah, so what is it like you guys playing together? You know, one in front of the other, working together as a unit.
I would say as a defender, it's just another confidence booster to have someone behind you that you've been playing with for 20 years now. He knows what I do. He knows how I perform. He knows everything about me that a goalie would want to know about his defender. And I would probably say I wouldn't have another goalie behind me if I could choose anyone.
Wow.
I don't care if it's Tim Howard.
Does he holler at you when you make a mistake?
Not really. He doesn't really push on that. He'll give me a frustration look or something like that. But we usually don't. We keep it outside the field. If anything happens, then we'll just talk about it afterwards.
Well, usually twins, you have some kind of a psychic bond. So you probably know what each other is thinking almost. That's good for any teammate, especially in the back.
Yeah, it brings an element of just having the knowledge of what the player's going to do, where he wants the ball, how he wants the ball, how he's going to slide tackle, how he's going to mark a forward. And that chemistry that you can get with a goalie and a defender is pretty strong, but when you add the brother factor in it and the twin factor, it's a pretty impressive image and a pretty impressive talent that is put on the field.
I noticed one thing, that you comb the hair in a different way, so, that's a distinction, right?
So we'll give you guys hints. Joey, my hair is combed to the left. Jamie's hair is combed to the right. And then also, Joey wears earrings. Jamie does not.
Uh-huh.
So those are the two minor details that put us apart.
And obviously, Joey wears the Mickey Mouse gloves as well.
Since you guys won with a goalie, you can't pull the old switcheroo. It probably doesn't work that way. I know some identical twins could do that, but not in this case.
Yeah, and you definitely don't want to see me on the field, and you definitely don't want to see Jamie in goal. So,
so it works out perfect. Well, we appreciate you guys being here.
Thank
Looking
you
forward
so
to
much.
Seeing you playing next Saturday night against Ontario, California, one of the new teams. And it'll be a lot of fun this year. Thanks a lot, guys.
I just may add that anybody that listened to our program, which is a podcast, just you guys are worth coming to see you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah. That's Jamie and Joey Capinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And back at the Italian-American Sport Club, the Lancers have just been introduced to all of the fans in attendance here, and we're joined right now by one of the gentlemen who was one of the scoring heroes in the Lancers' opening win over Detroit. Had 3 goals in the match, and they pronounced your name wrong the entire broadcast, and I was... it's like, it's Tavernese. Don't you know how to speak Italian? Joey Tavernese is with us, and congratulations,
and you just
Joey.
Made a mistake. Tavernese.
Well, it depends on what part of Italy you're from. Joey, dude, congratulations on a great win and 3 goals in the opening match. Can't do much better than that.
Could have done a little bit more with what Mauricio had for, but it was a good start to the season. A little bit closer than what we would have wanted it to be. But in the end, got the win, and that's all that matters on the road. And now looking forward to the home opener.
Joya, just I got to ask you this. You know, your heritage, of course, the name is Italian. Tell us a little bit about you.
I come from a big Italian family from Long Island, New York, so about 20 minutes outside New York City. My family's from Calabria, Italy.
Oh, Joe's from Calabria.
Wait. What part?
I only know so much.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I come from a big Italian background, big into Sunday dinners and getting together with the family.
Indoor soccer. Why not outdoor soccer?
I play outdoor as well. I played in New Jersey this summer for a team called Icon FC. I enjoy outdoor, but for the winter, indoor's fun with a bit of excitement, the walls, the atmosphere. So I enjoy both.
The technique of indoor soccer, of course, is the walls, the rebound, and all that kind of thing. Tell us, you know, from your perspective, from outdoor to indoor, what is it, you know, that you like the best?
Outdoor is obviously what I grew up playing. It's what I had my love of the game. It's the beautiful game. Indoor is a bit more creative. You know, you can use the walls. There's different sets of plays that you can set up. When we play at home, there's two-point goals, three-point goals, so it makes it exciting for the fans, especially in America who like high scoring. So they both have their positives and negatives, but I would say the main thing is the atmosphere that just brings the indoor game to life.
How do you find your stay in Rochester?
So this is my third year in Rochester. I like Rochester. A little bit too much snow, but it's a beautiful city. It's fun. I've made a lot of friends here who I can probably call friends for life now. And the main thing I'd say is everyone was very welcoming to me. Brought me into their homes, introduced me to their families, had me over for dinner. So I enjoy my stay here.
And it's a big Italian community in Rochester, as you can tell, not just from here, but Joe is the president of the Italian American Community Center, and this whole west side of Rochester is pretty much Italian. So
I've seen. Yeah, it makes me feel at home, welcoming.
I'm Italian too, so I'm from Sicily. I'm from Calabria, okay. But hopefully that's acceptable.
That's your fault.
Well, I can't. You know, soccer is a kick in the grass. That's what Sicily is. They get kicked by the boot. But the game on Saturday. You had the half an hour where you had to wait for a ruling on overtime and if the penalty was going to get carried over. Just ridiculous. What did you guys do in the break there that you had while they were trying to figure out the rules?
So basically the first 5 minutes, we were kind of just standing around trying to figure out what was going on. After we realized that they were trying to call the league, the commissioner, read the books and stuff, we just grabbed some balls out of the locker room, did some passing, moving, kept the legs loose, some stretching because by the time 30 minutes went by, we were all pretty tight, stiff, and we knew it was golden goal. So one goal was going to get us home, and we were just hoping to be a little bit more ready for the overtime than they were, which seemed to happen.
It's funny because the penalty ended up being killed off by Detroit. The penalty did happen, but Detroit killed it off, and then Maurizio just pounded one from about the three-point range of the offside line, and that was the end of the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny that the entire argument was over a power play that basically led to nothing. But, I mean, Mauricio's done it his whole career. He's someone I look up to. I learned a lot from him in training. And, I mean, if there's someone who's going to be the hero, I tried to be the hero, but he kind of stole the spotlight from me. But as long as we got the win, he's a good player, and that's why he's our captain and the leader.
What do you expect from this season? I mean, you've got some new teams are playing, but we got some familiar teams like the Baltimores and the Syracuses that are going to be big rivals as they have been since the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Doug's implemented a new system, which I stand by. I definitely think it's going to be a positive one for us. We're still working out the kinks. We've only had one game with it. But Once we get the system down pat, I think it's going to be a new look and a better system for us against the likes of Syracuse and Baltimore, who we've struggled with in recent years. And I'm looking forward to kind of turning that around and hopefully making sure that we start to get some victories where we should against those teams, as well as some of the former PSL teams. We should make sure that we handle business when we're playing against them.
With Syracuse and Baltimore right around Christmas, the 20th and the 27th of December. So you guys will have some games under your belt before you get to play those two teams. And, you know, they're going to be coming in here. They're going to be ready as well. I'm sure they don't want to be losing to the Lancers.
Yeah, I mean, playing against Baltimore and Syracuse. Syracuse is a rival, so the main rival. It's always a struggle. It's always a battle. The games are usually never blowouts. It's always a dogfight, which, I mean, I'm always in for. Doesn't bother me. But Baltimore is someone we definitely have to be disciplined against because in recent years they've taken it to us. If we're undisciplined, it's going to be a struggle. If we're disciplined, we're going to frustrate them and they're going to be in for something that they haven't seen before.
Joey, the physical part of the indoor game, how do you cope with that?
I like to think of myself as a scrappy player, so I like to get involved and get into little battles and dig the ball out and whatnot. I may be little, but I kind of use it to my advantage. I enjoy battling with someone bigger than me, grabbing, pushing, pulling. It just makes me feel better when I come out on top and they've got a whole other foot on me and I'm battling my way through. So I enjoy the game. I mean, sometimes it's extremely physical, but I enjoy having a little bit of a battle. It adds to the game. Who wants to grind it out the most? Who has the most desire? Who has the most heart? Who's really going to battle to get that ball over the line? It's a little bit different than outdoor. There's more space, more running. Indoor, you got to battle. You really see who has the heart and who doesn't.
So from the perspective of the training, you have to endure a lot of hard training, and you have to do a lot of running because the game is really fast.
Yeah, so I just came from outdoor, which is obviously a different fitness level. Coming back to indoor, it's a lot of stop and go. It's sprinting for a minute and a half to 2 minutes at a time. And, I mean, for instance, like in training today, we were doing 1v1s, 2v2s, 3v3s, and so on. And everything is just about grabbing, pushing, hitting. Can you get loose from your man? Can you get away from him? Can you make sure that your man doesn't turn and score? So when we train, everybody is going as hard as they can. Obviously not to injure one another, but we're trying to make it so that it's game realistic. And there's always grabbing, pushing, fouls. Foul happens, we get up, we shake hands, we move on. There's a problem at practice, we shake hands at the end of practice. Whatever happens on the field stays on the field. We're all trying to make each other better.
That's certainly a great outlook that Coach Miller has. And we're going to see it in the next game on Saturday the 22nd against the Ontario California Fury. Your former teammate Steve Basso is going to be coming in here. He'll certainly, I'm sure, want to make a name for himself. He had a couple goals in a recent game for Ontario. So it'll be always fun playing against a former teammate.
Yeah. So like I said, Coach Doug and I are very close. He took me under his wing the first year. He taught me a lot about the game. I still have a lot more to learn, but I wouldn't be where I am without him. He's done a lot for me. And probably of the remaining guys on the team, I'm closest and best friends with Steve Basso. So I'm looking forward to having him up here. Him and I played against each other this summer. We've been very close. I've spent time at his house. He spent time at my house. So I'm looking forward to a good battle against him. Whoever wins is going to have the bragging rights, and I'm looking forward to taking that towards my bragging rights and not his.
Well, Troy, we look forward to the game next Saturday night at the Blue Cross Arena, and three more goals. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to try and do what I can to keep putting the stats up, but to be honest, if I didn't score another goal and we won every game this year, that would be better for me.
Well, we hope let us score a lot of goals.
I'll do my best to score as many as possible. Exactly. Try and catch Mauricio. Yeah.
Thanks, Joey. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Joey Tavernese, and Joey really one of the veteran players now for the Rochester Lancers as the team prepares for the home opener on the 22nd against the Ontario California Fury. And we're going to look to get another guest here as all the players taking pictures and
let's
things go, like that.
I'll go get a boom boom.
Okay, we'll see if he can speak to us. We'll see if he can speak to us. He speaks good English. There, the assistant coach of the Rochester Lancers, a very popular Ray Martinez, who just got married recently, and wish him all the best with his new bride. They're very, again, happy to be here at the Italian American Sport Club, the founding place of Rochester soccer. It's where the Rochester Lancers were founded back in the 60s, thanks to some very bold and confident businessmen who decided to take a chance and start a professional soccer team. It wasn't for guys like Charlie Sciano and Pat Danolfo and Tony Pulano, all members of the Lancers Wall of Fame. And that ceremony this year will be December 27th. inducting four members, two original members of the North American Soccer League, Ellie Durante and the late Peter Short. Also, Rich Funky, state senator-elect, who covered the Lancers for many years as a sportscaster for Channel 10 and also called games on television for the Lancers. And Dave Sarakin, the assistant coach of the Los Angeles Galaxy, Brighton native. He'll be inducted as well. So don't miss that. It's Saturday, December 22nd. And we have Ray Martinez joining us. He's putting the headset on. Can you hear us, Ray?
No.
Yes, you can.
Ray, he's having a good time.
I think it's the first time we've had Ray on our show. So welcome, Ray, and congratulations on your marriage. You're looking great. I tell you, marriage does you well.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm just really happy to be hanging out with all the fans and all the Italian people in Rochester. We just have a really good dinner.
Well, Ray, you went from players to assistant coach. Why?
Because I think I play enough. I play almost 16 years on the league, and my experience can help a lot of the young players, not only to be for the Lancers, for the future, probably MLS players, A-League players. I think I travel too much already.
So you're going to stay in Rochester after your career?
I've been playing here for like a couple of years. See, all my family is in Cuba. I don't have anyone here, just my wife. I just really, really happy to come back. I feel like I just come back home.
So, Ray, what has it been like for you to become a coach now, being on that side of the bench? What is it like?
I've been a coach for almost the last 3 or 4 years, yes, coaching everyone. And say, I really miss the game. I really want to play. Sometimes it's like frustrated because I feel like I can do it. But I think I am a young coach, and it's part for the process to being a player, to be a coach.
So what have you been teaching the young guys who have never played the indoor game before? What are some of the tips?
I teach everything. I teach not only soccer. I teach about life, everything, all the experience I got, being the MLS player, being the national team for my country, playing against Mexico, USA. So I try to just coach them everything just to a better future.
What about the skill? I think that you teach them positioning and how to score goals.
Yeah, yeah, I teach everything, like how, you know, Sammy, they can see the goal, like, bigger, like how they can be in better positions, and yes, everything in general.
What's it been like working with Doug?
I love Doug, yeah, been playing with him for almost a couple years. We play indoor, we play in the Rhinos together, and I usually get along with him very well. Say, I am very happy to give me the opportunity to be the assistant coach for the team.
Well, Ray, this is a great event here. I know we talked with Doug. He said you've probably been to more dinners here at the Sport Club than anyone. You're probably close to second or third on that list with all the dinners with the Rhinos and the Lancers.
Probably. I've been coming here like almost a couple times already, like almost like 5 or 6 times coming to the same place with the same people.
I like the way you're happy. I like the way you smile. It's only because you got married.
Life is only one. I am a very happy person.
I know. You're very good. And we're glad. And thank you very much for being on our show.
No.
And be sure you coach those guys to make sure that they score goals so we can win.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it. Ray Martinez, the assistant coach of the Rochester Lancers, looking very dapper. Definitely. Marriage agrees with people.
Exactly.
He likes the wine, too, yeah. I think. It's like Joe. Joe drinks the wine, and he loosens up. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get some more players to talk to at the Lancers kickoff dinner. Forget the Lancers home opener is the 22nd at the Blue Cross Arena against Ontario California Fury. And the Lancers are 1-0 after beating Detroit, looking to make it 2-0 on the 22nd. We'll be right back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during this past season in the NWSL. Season tickets for the 2015 Flash season are now on sale for a limited time at discounted pricing, which ends October 31st. Season tickets are available in every price level, starting as low as $100. To purchase your season tickets, visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
The undefeated Rochester Lancers open the 2014 Major Arena Soccer League home campaign at the Blue Cross Arena next Saturday, November 22nd, 7 p.m. against the Ontario California Fury. The match is close to being sold out, so don't miss out. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Here at the Italian American Sport Club for the Rochester Lancers 2014 kickoff dinner, Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And joining us now is the captain of the Rochester Lancers, who had 4 goals on Saturday in the match against Detroit, Maurizio Salas. And Maurizio, congratulations on a great victory. And it's funny, I was talking to my wife at the beginning of the game when you guys went up 2-0 and you had 2 goals in 5 minutes. I said, at this rate, Maurizio's going to score 100 goals this season. But give Detroit credit, they came back strong and made it a real tough match.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Yes, we had a good start in the first quarter. And then they definitely got more physical. They came back and behind the ball and started to make it harder for us. But in the second quarter, starting in the second quarter, we also let our game go drop a little bit, so we made it harder for us, but fortunately we got the win.
You know, this is only the first game. I was telling people, you guys had 5 days to prepare for the first game. Detroit already played a game, so it's got to be tough coming in pretty much cold and playing the first league match. I think as the season goes on, this team's going to get better and better.
Yeah, you're right. Let's be fair. We just trained 5 days prior to our first game. It's a very short preseason. It's a lot of new guys, new system with Doug now coaching the team. So at the end of the day, we got the win. It was great. We had good moments, bad moments. Things like set pieces and power play and those kind of things we need to train. It doesn't come right away. So, yeah, and you're right. We got to be fair, and we had a good result. That's the most important thing. They played a game before us, so they were one game ahead of us, and they were playing home. It's a short arena, but it's very loud, so they got excited also with the fans and everything, and some of the new guys were probably took that also in their mind and made it harder for us. But yeah, hopefully from that game we go up. If we can go keep going up from that game on, we're gonna be in a good spot. If we keep on the same level, which it's not gonna happen because it was just the first game. So if we go up, we're gonna be in a good spot.
Mauricio, you said a little while ago that the first half, then they came really hard on you guys. They start playing rough. Are you guys? I watch you throughout the years, and you are the target of many people because you're the best of the best. So, how do you defend yourself so you don't get injured, so the people don't kick you, and they don't do all the things that they do to stop you? Are you just as physical?
First of all, thank you so much for this comment. It makes me really happy. Thank you. And yeah, it's a combination of a lot of things, no? First, being physically prepared, strong, fit, healthy, and then mentally prepared. And also during the play, you gotta be smart and know where you put your foot on. And when it's a hard tackle, you gotta put your foot hard also. So it's things that you learn since you are a little kid. Huh? You learn from your family, from your father, from the older players, more experienced players, and then you bring to the field. And yeah, I'm thanks to God that I don't get injured too much. And yeah, they were trying to play really physical. There was a moment in the game, I think they just said, okay, we are not matching them, let's just bump them, kick them, do something. But there was some two-foot tackle and some stuff that shouldn't be going on.
One of the things that I remember as a trainer that with the team in the outdoor arena, I always knew that when a player goes into a tackle, if you don't go into a tackle hard and you pull back, that's the time you get injured.
Exactly.
What I notice in you, in your playing throughout the years in Rochester, indoor and outdoor, is whenever you go in a tackle, you go with your full force. You don't hesitate. Because that's your character. But that's one of the things that is essential in soccer, or indoor and outdoor. Just like you said, you go in a tackle, you go full force because you don't get injured.
Yeah,
if you
never
go hesitant, that's the time you get injured.
I never go like to get the guy. I go to win the ball. So I go as hard as I possibly, like you said, if you take your foot soft, then you're really going to get hurt. So that's something I learned very young. And I try to go really hard when I see the guys coming really hard, to not to hurt him, but to protect myself. Yeah.
Being the captain of the team right now, and with all the new players that are coming in and all that, how is that your responsibility is increased now? Because you're not only the good player, the best player on the team, but you're also you know, the guy that everybody looks to, you know, to help you. And how do you react to all that?
Yeah, I am a kind of in between the coaching staff and the players, right? This communication and keep everyone on the same mindset and keep everyone together. But I'm not very vocal leader. I told the guys I will lead you guys on the field with my hard work and the way I play and train every day. I'm not going to talk too much. And if you guys need any advice or you need to know something from me, you can come anytime. I'm open to talk to all you guys by one, by a group. And bringing a good atmosphere, you know. You got to have fun also. We got to be like a family together and having fun, enjoy the journey every day. So just enjoying, relax. I'm not going to be like a captain. I'm just going to lead them on a good way.
Well, but Joe, you can attest to this. That's the way the old Lancers were back in the day. It was a family. And the team did everything together. And you know, they stuck together through thick and thin. And, you know, the captain, like Charlie Mitchell and Jim Pollahan back in the day, they were leaders like Maurizio is. They led by example. They were both defenders. And they were very, you know, strong leaders. And the people looked up to them.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. I think if you talk too much, it goes wrong. Better you show the way you work and they follow you and then bring them together as a family, that's all.
Very good. I you remind me a lot of my experience with players from South America, from Europe, because we formed a family with those people. I did everything possible to make them feel at home. And you, for some reason, you make me feel as though you're doing the same thing. So whether you do it or not, my compliment. Your attribute to the game is unbelievable. So keep up the good work, do a good job, and score many goals.
Thank you. Yeah, hopefully we'll have a good season this year. And I can't wait to see the home opener to play and to see the crowd there.
And our next guest on our podcast here at the Italian American Sport Club.
I know it's all about results and professional sports.
Very familiar face to all Rochester soccer fans back here with the Lancers.
I like to have fun. I like entertainment.
Andrew Hoxie joins us.
We didn't win any season here.
It
was so good. And we have all the fans coming back.
You got married yet, though?
Getting more and more excited. So I know it's all about...
When you went down in the game with Orange County against the Rhinos, was that in or outside the box?
It was definitely inside the box.
If you look at the response over here tonight, over 200.
By a foot.
My question was even this organization here is great.
Not quite.
It's all because you're engaged with the team.
No.
No, the management and your guys.
I'm looking.
But don't take me wrong.
A lot of people are looking at you tonight.
I know.
Welcome back to Rochester. Mauricio, thank you so much.
How's the transition been from Saturday the 22nd against Ontario?
Thank you
very
much
for
you guys.
I mean, but once you get going, you get the short sprints and the quick changes once your body adjusts, it's fine.
Already four goals on the books for
Mauricio. More goals scored.
We'll see what happens on the 22nd as the Lancers look for victory number two. Against back Ontario, California,
problems
staying at the top of the division.
Yeah, man, I'm getting there. It's been
major
a struggle.
Arena
but,
soccer league, the
I'm
first
trying to stay
season
fit and,
of the major arena
I'm
soccer
healthy,
league.
So I'm looking forward to the season, man.
Joe's always busy. You know, that's the way it always works. He's always on the phone.
Because,
and we're going to get another player for you in just a moment here.
When it comes to soccer, indoor and outdoor. You know, outside, outdoor soccer, it's the game. Indoor soccer, it's beautiful game, but the beautiful game is the other one. How do you, you know, what is a new perception, the game that you like the best, and why?
Man, I get that question every year, and you got to say it is the beautiful game outdoor. I mean, it's outside, like that's where it started. It's the roots. It's
ladies
just
and gentlemen,
the World Cup happened this couple years ago, like it, man, and everyone was jacked up. And it's just outdoor soccer, I got to say, is
Well, it's two different sports. This is indoor soccer. It's a separate sport. Takes a separate skill. So there's guys who played outdoor soccer who couldn't play indoor. Giorgio Chinalli is a great example. The greatest scorer in American soccer history. He hated indoor soccer. Then you look at guys like Steve Jungle, who scored five goals a game, averaged five goals a game. That's unbelievable.
And they were the same stature like you. They were big guys like you.
There's just something about being outside, man, I got to tell you. It's just, I'm not saying indoors. I mean, I love indoor, but being outside and just all the elements.
Well, indoor soccer, it's more demanding, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's more demanding because you, even though you have short period on the field, it's more demanding because you have to run a lot. The outdoor game is more endurance because you play for 45 minutes, then you rest, and then you play for the other 45 minutes. So it's a 90 minutes game. The indoor soccer, you guys play maybe 2.5 minutes, something like that. But in the whole game, maybe you play maybe about 15-20 minutes of the actual time on the field. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're about correct. But that 15-20 minutes, I mean,
it's more exhausting.
It's sprinting. It's all out work. And I don't think people realize that, but it takes a toll on your knees. And to see people like Doug Miller still playing, or he's coaching this year, but he might make an appearance. We'll see about that. But those guys, the older guys, it's just incredible. So
now for you, as your type of player, you're a big guy with great foot skills. You're more technical big man. You're not a sprinter like Doug Miller, but you have you're more of a post up player, a guy who can hold the ball and pass it. How does that translate to the indoor game where you have a lot less space to work with?
I think indoor has helped my touch outdoor quite a bit, to be honest. But indoor, it's different. It's a lot of the sole of your foot. You're rolling the ball. You're holding a guy off, and then you're just rolling it to a teammate. Or you can do a quick turn and shot. But in outdoor, you have more space, and it's a lot different. Like I said, a lot of the sole of the foot. So.
Well, based upon what you just said, I just want you to elaborate a little bit more on the physical part of the indoor versus the outdoor. I see so many things in the outdoor game right now, so many things based upon what Andrew asked you off the air about, penalties, people taking dives, and all that kind of thing. In the indoor game, you don't see that too much.
Right.
Because it's very quick. It's very quick, but you don't see so many. You see a penalty here and there for 2 minutes, but nothing to the excess of the outdoor game where you get a red card, yellow card, and out you go.
Yeah.
How would you respond to that, what I just said?
Especially nowadays, outdoor, I feel like there's been a lot more diving going on. But in indoor, it's so close quarters that refs can generally pick that out because they're right there, and there's two of them, three of them. And I'm not to say indoor, there's a lot of stuff going around that the refs don't see. It's like I got bruises all over my back from defenders pinching me and punching me, and the refs don't see that. It's just stuff you got to deal with. It's hard to get away with diving in the indoor game.
They pinch you?
Oh, yeah. It's
and they kick you.
It's brutal.
One of the things that I remember, in the earlier days was that if you're a defender and you're marking a guy, once you give him a little kick in the Achilles tendon, that guy's going to go away with it. Or we had a guy that played center half, and the first thing that he would do, his name was Roberto Leonardo, and the first thing that he would do in the first play of the game that went his way, he would tackle the center forward.
Yeah.
And invariably he will get a free kick against us. But then he will go to the guy and says, if you think that's bad, wait until the next time. So he put the guy, it's a mind game.
Exactly. It's a mind game the entire time. And you can't back down. Like, you just, as a forward, they're going to keep tackling you and tackling you. You just got to maybe throw them an elbow from time to time and let them know that, they can get injured too. So
just don't get caught.
You're winning a header.
Just to let them know that you're there.
Yeah.
Let them know that you're there.
Not a bad foul. Yeah.
So what do you expect from this season, Andrew? Because you've been here a few years. You played this game. How's things different this year than in past years?
Our team chemistry. Like, I love our locker room. Like, we have a great group of guys, and that's, you can have all the talent in the world. And playing this for 4 years, and that's one of the things I've noticed, that, you know, if you don't have team chemistry, you're not going to be successful. So that's one thing I've noticed. And we have talent, and we have a coach that accepts nothing less than winning. So it's pretty exciting, and we have that winning mentality. And I mean, you saw the game against Detroit. It was, you know, we're up 7-3, and you know, they start coming back, and we send it overtime. But that winning mentality, even though, you know, they have the flow of the game, we're going to win the game.
It's so. This game is such about momentum. When you get on a roll, you can put teams away very quickly in this game. It's not like the outdoor game. This game, you know, when we played Syracuse, it was like ebb and flow back and forth. One team would score 3-4 goals, and the other team would score 3-4 goals. So it's really sustaining the momentum and then holding off other teams and playing them on an even keel. It's very important in this game.
Definitely, definitely.
Well, you know, the season, it's already started. Saturday is just around the corner. What is the preparation that you guys are doing right now for Saturday?
Well, it's a short preseason, so we're definitely working on team shape and mainly just getting touches on the ball and getting our fitness in. I've noted, and Dougie's got us working really, really hard. So, man, I'm really excited for just the next week of preparation, to be honest. And then, the game coming up. So.
Okay. You guys are probably chomping at the bit this weekend, knowing that you guys are not playing, but all the other teams are playing. You're probably watching games. And
exactly.
I think Ontario actually has a game this coming weekend. So.
Yeah, so it'd be good to watch them and see how they play, but I don't think we're gonna have a problem. I think there's a good chance we could be 4-0, 5-0 to start the season. So, but it's one game at a time, and you know our focus is Ontario, and you know I'm very excited for it. So.
Well, Andrew, we're excited to have you back here in Rochester. We're in the number 9 jersey again, and we'll wish you all the best of luck this season. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Great to see you.
Thank you, and welcome back to Rochester.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and it's Andrew Hoxie here on our Soccer's Kick in the Grass podcast, and I think it's going to about do it because everyone's filing out and they're starting to clean up for lunch tomorrow at the Italian American Sport Club. So
exactly.
We're going to sign off here, and I want to thank our guests for being on the show tonight. And again, remind everybody the Lancers season opener at home at the Blue Cross Arena is Saturday, November 22nd at 7:00 against the Ontario California Fury. What are you pointing at?
Give a message to the fans.
Anyone, talk to the fans. Give them their 30-second spiel about coming to the game on Saturday.
I just got to say, man, if you're looking for an awesome time, come on out. November 22nd, I think it's 7:00. Great atmosphere. Looking for a lot of goals, fans. Come on out. I promise a good time.
Thanks, Andrew. And thanks, everybody, for listening to our podcast. Be sure to listen to us every Monday at 6:30 on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. And on our website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Radio Soccer, where we'll be doing play-by-play during the Lancers home games, tweeting out every goal, and hopefully be a lot of them. And on our Facebook page, facebook.com/radiosoccer as well. So, Joe, that about does it.
One and up to everyone.
Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday nights here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Thank you for listening to this podcast version of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Be sure to visit soccerisakickinthegrass.com for future podcasts. And don't forget, soccer is a kick in the grass.